guys, welcome back. I'm Elle.
And I'm Abby.
And on today's episode of My Coffee Companion, we will be talking. And we will be probably laughing. Anyway, subscribe, like, and give a thumbs... Oh my gosh, I did it again. Subscribe, give a rating, and comment, but make it nice. I'm looking at you, Cash Kid, which happened to be Abby's brothers. That rude, I hate this comment. And their excuse is, oh, Apple Podcast got deleted because it takes up storage. Okay, let's go.
You hold grudges, I'm not going to lie.
What should we start and talk about first?
Favorite YouTubers.
I already know which one it is. For me, would have to be...
Well, I just have to say this. The kids I babysit, no shade to Dan TDM.
Who's Dan TDM?
I didn't even know who it was until I started babysitting for them, and I walked in on them watching Dan TDM, and it's about a gamer who plays a bunch of dumb games. No shade to you, but I don't understand it, okay?
Okay, so my top three would have to be... My third would have to be Wendy. My second would have to be Jillian Bauer.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, I guess I'd like Sensible, but I don't know. And my first would be, well, it's like half and half, Colleen Ballinger and Miranda Sings.
Rude, that's my first. Okay, my third favorite, the LeBrant fan.
Ugh.
Second
favorite. Oh, wait, actually, yeah, the one with, oh my gosh, Everly is so cute when she's little.
Like, uh-huh. Okay, the LeBrant fan, second favorite. Probably, as of right now, Yasmin Switzer, because she's pregnant again with her third kid,
who's
and she's only
Yasmin
20.
Yasmin Switzer. Ooh, what was her? When was her first kid born?
When she was 15, I think.
Ooh.
And then, my first is Miranda Sings / Colleen Ballinger, and she's pregnant with twins, and I'm
yes.
so excited.
Wait, twins?
Yeah.
I did not know. Oh my god, she is pregnant. Also, I mean, I know that we have a podcast, so this is kind of bad for us, but listen to Relax with Colleen Ballinger and Eric Stocklin, because, like, oh
not
my
sponsored.
God.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored, yes, not sponsored.
But it's so cute.
Honestly, I really want to make a bunch of ads in this, like, all dramatic and fashion-y the way they do, except say not sponsored, even though I just want to, like, act it out. We can make ads for fake things and alter egos. Anyway, oh my gosh, she's pregnant with twins. I didn't know twins, but, like, I was so excited.
Yeah.
And, like, I'd been watching YouTube, and I saw to the side, it was like, I'm pregnant, and I was like, oh, was that, like, when, back in the beginning,
when
she had a miscarriage, and I was like, oh, by the way, so sorry you had a miscarriage, that sucks, but I'm
if you're listening to this, because we have, like, 13 freaking listeners, I'm sure Colleen Ballinger's one of them.
13, wait, really? But, and so then I checked, it was posted 7 hours before, as I was watching, and I was like, oh my god! Are you serious?
You sounded like a goat when you went,
Anyway, oh my gosh, I was so excited. So happy for you, Colleen.
Wake up with your girlfriend.
Who are your three least favorite YouTubers?
One, the Ace Family.
Who's the Ace Family?
There's some jerks, no shade.
Well, why are they jerks?
Dan TDM, like... my least favorite. Out of every YouTuber probably on Earth, is Piper Raquel.
No! No!
Piper Raquel is so stupid and fake.
Okay, first of all, it is annoying how she's like, does these pranks and everyone believes them. Like, prank cheating on my boyfriend. Prank,
my dog got hit by a car.
Wait, that was a prank?
Yes.
I mean, and like, how are you guys believing them?
And how are you dating at 14 years old, okay?
That's fine. No shame in that. I wish I could date, but my parents don't let me. I mean, to be honest, though, she lost her best friend.
Who? Sophie?
Sophie Fergie.
Why isn't she best friends with her anymore?
Because there was hate online and stuff, and then she had to move, and they probably still touch base, but I don't know. Google's stupid and doesn't tell me. And she had to leave the squad and whatever the squad is. She lost her dog. Like, she's gone through hate. Her husband vandalized. Okay, so half of me says Piper Raquel is pretty awesome. She's not, like, one of those ditzy YouTubers, and her dogs are really cute. But half of me says, okay, you're dating a 15-year-old, and it's not the age difference. It's just the fact that you are dating...
And you act like it's serious, and you're literally in middle school, you're not gonna marry your...
Second, you're like, I'm gonna, all these challenges and, like, whatever, and third, I love this, but her intro, Shalom, guys! And I'm like, oh my god, it was okay at first, then I was like, oh my god, Piper Raquel, please, I cannot just hear Shalom guys in my headphones again. But why don't you like her besides her being...
I just feel like it's, like, kind of fake and not, like, raw and real. Like, it's just, like, set up. It's so scripted.
How do you know?
You can just tell by, like, the emotions in their voice and how they, like... portray
everything. Well, she actually cries though in some videos, like I can see her tear, like
it's yeah I know obvious. And I can cry on cue.
Do it right now.
Okay, now great, now I'm gonna think it's funny. Okay, hold on.
I don't think she's crying. Oh my god, is she actually? You're smiling, so you're not. Since this is a podcast, you guys clearly can't see, but she's, like, making this weird constipated-looking face.
Stop making me laugh. It's making them go away.
Fine. I'll try to make you cry. Your brothers don't really love you. Your parents want to put you up for adoption. You are never going to get...
Tears!
You're never going to get into the school that you want to. You're going to get rejected at every job.
Okay, I don't need
none of your... Nobody's going to ever want to date you. You're going to get in a plane accident and have a near-death experience.
God.
And have all of your body parts amputated.
Woman, shush! Dang, Gina. Okay.
But, like, I mean...
Look at tears. And I could cry even more.
Oh my god, there is tears! But like, yeah, Happy
on,
says...
On cue!
Right.
And I can do it faster, okay? Ready? Reset. Ready? This is another technique.
Lord, they're not gonna like this. We're just sitting...
Okay, ready? Hold on. Just one sec.
What is she doing? Okay, so in her bedroom right now, I'm sitting on her bed, and across from her, her bed is her mirror. And I'm sitting on her bed, I'm looking at her right now, and she's staring, she's on the floor, because her mirror's, like, a floor length, and she's on her knees, and she's looking in the mirror, and her fan is rustling her stupid little hair.
I did get a haircut. Okay, it didn't work, because I am not feeling emotional.
Okay,
I got a haircut, and it's, right. Like, shoulder length now.
Half of me says, Piper Raquel, you're honestly pretty cool, your dogs are cute, and I like your sense of style. And the other half of me says, please stop saying shalom, guys. Your pranks have gone too far, and you're a little bit dramatic.
Okay, shush, because we're going to go into commercial break.
Wait.
Bye.
Back from the... Okay, shut up.
Yeah.
We're gonna get copyrighted by Ariana Grande. Okay, so...
Break up with your girlfriend.
We're back from this ad break. We're back from this ad break. And I just wanted to ask you really quickly, since you said that you found... What's his name?
Dan TDM.
Okay, so since you just found Dan TDM yesterday, or whenever you were babysitting, who would have been your second least favorite YouTuber if you didn't know who he was?
This is hard because...
I mean, I sort of like JoJo Siwa because she's...
Plumbella. Kind of
awesome. Who?
Plumbella. She's a simmer, but she, like, talks with a British accent. And no shade to British people, but I just kind of... Sometimes, like, constant British accents, like, messes with my brain for a little bit.
Oh, real quickly, one of the... Check, this is not sponsored, but I remember one of the YouTubers I want to start watching is... Ow! Is sweet_Anita. She's a gamer, and she happens to have Tourette's syndrome, and I have Tourette's syndrome, so that's pretty... Don't hit me in the face! So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, because I'm...
There's an episode on a podcast called Other People's Lives about her.
Okay, not sponsored. My turn
right.
To talk.
Ooh, what should we talk about now?
I don't know. We came up with an idea, but I forget what it was.
The book? Oh, books?
Oh, yeah. Favorite books.
Oh, my God. I have a piece of my toe that won't come off. A piece of my nail.
Please don't pick your toes on my bed.
I just moved my foot a little bit. Now it's not on your
bed. That's sus. Anyway, so my new favorite book right now is the Verona Comics, or a book called Influenced, or a book called Unbecoming.
So what is Influenced and what is Unbecoming?
Unbecoming is about a girl who, her grandma comes back all of a sudden, and she's suffering from dementia, but she's missing for a ton. Oh, actually... I changed, yeah, and then Verona Comics is about someone who falls in love with someone else.
No, I meant what's,
Influence is about a social media influencer, and that's all, that's as far as I got.
I can't get this piece off, and it's really hurting my nail.
Here, let me see.
So I want to bite it, but, like, I can't. See. Do not even, don't
I won't, I'm just gonna.
You said you won't! That hurt.
Do you want insulted me? Tamo clippers? Tamo?
I just call them Tamo.
Oh, I got it.
Tamo!
I want to ask your opinion on TikTok. Good or bad?
Good, but I don't have it, so.
I think it's in between. Ow! She just squeezed my bruise.
You can, wait, let's see if I still have a bruise on my arm.
Whatever. The good part about it is that it's a dancing platform. They're hilarious.
Dancing queen, only 17.
I will stop this recording. Okay. And you can have relatable funny TikToks, and I will crack the heck up. But the bad part about it is, like, everybody's addicted to it now. Literally in Italy, I think, like, there's a ban now for, like, 13 and under because one girl accidentally died doing the blackout challenge. Apparently that's a trend where you try to make yourself pass out in a video on TikTok.
Why?
Like, really? Do you not have any caution?
Some of the trends are dumb. Like, let's blame our least favorite fashion trends right now. Okay.
Okay, top three.
No, I don't have top three. I just know one that I really dislike. Actually, I'll name two. One, okay, on your phone case, there's, like, little, like, chains, like, wrist chains to your phone case. They are dumb. Like, there are ones from Gucci that are, like, that don't say Gucci anywhere. So you can get a knockoff version and no one will know.
Okay, that's weird. But, how is it dumb? You can hold your phone.
It just seems so redundant. Hold your phone with your hand, people.
But what if you drop it and the chain slides onto your arm and you don't drop your phone? And then
I just don't agree with it, okay? I don't think
it's a... What's the second one? And that's not a fashion trend. That's an accessory trend.
Square-toed shoes.
What are square-toed shoes?
Like, where it's like a...
Is that, like, a trend that all the TikTok girl, like, dancing...
No, it's just, like, a bunch of celebrities and models are wearing them and, like, it's fashionable. It's where, like, the... Instead of... You know how, like, when you're wearing shoes, the end is rounded, right?
Yeah, like an ovaly shape?
Mm-hmm. Well, on the fashionable quote-unquote, shoes, it's a square. It ends in a square. So it's like...
Okay,
it's
wait like a minute.
This. It's like this. Ready?
You're gonna go all clog on me?
No, it's not clog. Ready? Watch. Watch my hand. This way?
She's shaping it. Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Oh.
So
square-toed shoes. No!
I do have three because then that makes five. But actually, okay, I make four, because six is my new favorite number, so.
Eliana, you are...
Whatever. Okay, colorful. The first one, oh my gosh, this annoys me so bad. It's a new stupid fashion item that adds the Barely There bra. Are you kidding me?
Oh my god, Addison I hate it Ray, too.
What did she wear it to? Is it MTV Awards?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Addison, I have an MTV thing to talk to you guys about later, but oh my god.
Why?
You know, like, those things, like, in bad movies where as inappropriate stuff, or, like, in yes, videos where that's it blacks what it, looks it like. Out.
It was so...
It's like it's like
it
basically...
It literally wasn't there. I don't know why it was called the Barely There, because it was barely.
Covered. It's like a strip of, you know, like, what are it's those just things those, called? You know,
it's like a headband that she put around herself.
You know those, the things above your, windows that, like, clasp that, what's that thing?
A curtain rod?
No, it's like baseboards, but tiny.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know what
it's like a headband. Like it's like one of those,
two
like, fabric headbands.
Rulers, basically.
Yeah. It's like
it's tiny, and it's inappropriate, and it's not even that... It's a girl. Aren't you worried that people are going to, like,
and it was
see
see-through.
You?
It was see-through.
Oh! Girl! And, like, really? I'm not... No shame to Addison Rae, but...
Yeah, flaunt it while you still got it. But...
Seriously?
Maybe not that much.
What was the point of you wearing it? It's so thin and it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Two. Using bras as shirts. Like, what the heck?
Oh, yeah, that's the
this
trend.
This is Piper Raquel. This is her.
It's like
do.
A. It's a. You put a bra on,
it's
and then
not
you
like
put like
a
crop
bra, but it goes
top.
Like, it's
and then
like,
you put a crop top that basically is a second bra.
Yeah, but like people literally just wear the bras, but like a really thin bra that like. And then another bra.
Yeah.
And it's like so. It's not like super high up, but it's like a bikini, but not a bit. It's like a mix between
yes.
a tankini and a bikini.
Everyone knows.
And then they wear like
about.
The leather jackets or whatever. It's so stupid. Like,
it is.
And the fact of. No shame to you, Piper Raquel, but, like, really? You're a 13-year-old. I'm your age, and I don't even wear that. I'm not allowed to, technically, but, my parents literally just started letting us buy bikinis, like, 2 years ago, or last year. But, anyway, that was a off-topic. Literally, like, what's the point of wearing a bra at,
okay.
like, a 12-year-old?
Yes.
Third one. What is it with... I couldn't remember that.
Spit it out. I want to know what.
What is it with people wearing the shorts and boots. It's so ugly.
Ew! What? That's a fashion trend?
It's like wearing...
Like knee-high boots?
And I
boots?
Guess it's not... Yeah, like knee-high boots, and then they wear the shorts, and it's like, ugh.
With the dress, I can see it. But with shorts and a t-shirt?
And boots. It's like high-up boots. It's, I mean, I don't know if it's a fashion trend right now, but like it's just ugly in general.
Yeah, I agree.
The fourth one, the one that's probably the most annoying in the world... Not the world, but like...
Really annoying.
Ooh. Is, okay, I need to do, like, and a half, because it's kind of similar. It's dresses.
Uh-huh.
The first side of the dress is those dresses that, like, you know Elsa's dress where it, like, has a little cut so her leg can pop out?
Yeah, the slit.
Yeah. The super high slit that goes, like, up to your...
Like, where your underwear would be, but you don't wear any because you can't
like
wear that
dress. Super huge, wide slits. Like, what is the point? You're just asking
to try
for people
and get
to see your booty. Like, what is wrong with people? What is the purpose?
Okay, what's the other half?
The other half is those, like, materials. You know, like, the...
Oh, shoot, I just broke my chair.
Oh, good for you.
Okay,
you know
on.
Those, like, tights that ballet people, ballerinos wear? And they go, like, over...
Did you just say ballerinos?
Ballerinos. Ballerinas wear, and they go over your foot. It's like a onesie, but the bottom half.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those materials of dresses. Like, really? Like, it's black, and then you're, like, you can see through. But, like,
your underwear?
Fully. It's like, what's the point?
Yeah, it's, like, not even... It's, like, a barely there bra.
Do you have any more trends? Because I... What's wrong with the barely there? Well, everything's wrong with barely there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't have trends anymore.
Do you have any more fashion crap? Any more not even that popular?
Honestly, I would say fast fashion, but I can't talk because I just bought stuff off Shein, so.
What?
Shein is a fast fashion, like cheap clothing.
Not sponsored.
No.
Oh my god, I can't bend this toe right now and my OCD's kicking in because this toe, I can't feel it bend.
Here, I'll bend it for you.
Ah! What?
You have witch claws!
Witch nails?
Claws.
Okay, before we end this episode, why don't we talk about our favorite part of the weekend and our least favorite part.
Favorite part is sleeping in. Least favorite is everything else.
I was just talking about this weekend in general.
Yep.
My favorite part was this weekend I got to go camping.
Oh, you coming over for dinner.
I got to go camping in... with my family, and their names are Walala and Walala and Walala and Walala. We left the dogs home with a babysitter named Walala. And so when we also went camping with our friends, the Walalas. We have Mr. and Mrs. Walala with their son Walala. And we went to Walala. And so when we were camping, we... got to swim. We got to have s'mores. It was really fun. My least favorite part of the weekend was we came home today from la 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 la. We got everything unpacked. My three dogs, Daisy, Louie, and my grandparents' dog that were babysitting while they're on vacation, Ginger, they ran past me. Louie's been sleeping in my room on my floor for a couple of, like, weeks now. He ran past me. Daisy was fighting with Ginger. Louie was just jumping all over me. It's me. Okay, so why don't we end this episode with a would you rather?
I'm going first.
Yes, you're going first.
Would you rather?
Wait! Okay, I was worried that family was coming. Yeah. Actually, I'm going to pause it real quick so they don't hear. Here's an ad break. So to finish, Abby's going to do her would you rather first, and I'll go second.
Would you rather live on Turtle Beach, if you know, you know? Or
what?
Would you rather... sing, but can't dance. If you know, you know. If you can't sing, if you can't... Or no, if you can't dance...
What does if you know, you know mean?
If you can't
is
dance...
Is it a new trend?
If you can't dance, then sing. I'll whisper it to you.
What is that from?
If you know, if you... You know if you know what that's from?
I'm so confused. Oh!
No, I just want it to be a secret.
Okay, so should I rather live on Turtle Beach or should I rather sing or dance?
I'd rather live, if you can't sing, then if you can't dance, sing. If you can't dance, if you can't dance, sing. If you can't
let go of my hair tie.
Sing.
Wait, I don't get it though. Would I rather live on Turtle Beach or would I rather sing instead of dancing? Do not pinch my stretch marks. You butt nugget. Okay, I'd rather live on Turtle Beach.
Same. Okay.
Okay, mine is. Would you let go?
I didn't do anything. Okay, go.
Would you rather? Stop. Would you rather watch 10 seconds of a scary, sad, emotional video you have no idea what it's about on YouTube and then be haunted by it for like 2 weeks? Or would you rather watch a video that is very scary and sad and emotional and stop in the middle of it because you don't want to know what goes on further, except you're kind of scared of that a few months ago, and still be a little bit traumatized by it today?
First, the last thing.
Oh, so a few months ago? Well, I'd rather watch a tiny bit of a video, 10 seconds. Newsflash, both of these scenarios happened to me.
Okay.
Hope you guys enjoyed.
Yep, bye.
Wait! Make sure to subscribe, give a comment, and a rating. Bye.